Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to Healing Paradigms Presents, and today I get to talk about myself. Now, for those of you who may be listening out in the replay, one of the things that my business partner, Reverend Harvey, has said is that I am a well-kept secret. Well, today I am going to reveal a little about myself and how I came about my spiritual journey and the things that happened to me during that time. But before I get started, what we're going to do is get ourselves prayed in, and this is, I want to send a special shout-out to Thomas Shalar Walker for letting me use his rendition of the Anabakoa prayer. It's a Kabbalistic prayer that is used for healing, and it helps also with spiritual advancement. For those of you who don't know, you may want to check it out and find out a little bit more about it. So here we go.
Anabakoa gijala nyuminka tenchi tizara kabu vada nungcha sagvanu tahanu nungu tumim galam chasim kadush vado tuf gana hela vateka nikinge unchapane so kriya kadush teka so vata nukabel ushma tizakatu yodaya tahalo production kuhumal tuko malambayo production kuhumal tuko malambayo and of a kohan ki jalayo minka the titi zera kumbelalam chasakvaru Ushma tizakatu yodaya ta'alamo production kuhumotuko lalambaya production kuhumotuko lalambaya.
Decided to make an exception in this particular case because I know that a lot of people are probably having the same type of experiences that I have. And I know that for those of you who may not know, one of the things that I've done before is I provide coaching for what you could say readings and intuitive sessions with individuals who are going along their spiritual path. And a lot of the experiences that people tend to have been very, very different. These are not things that you share with the regular crowd, with the regular, it's not a part of the regular experience. And one of the things, or one of the reasons why I'm here on the planet, is to help people walk the spiritual path and give them tools and spiritual tools that will assist them in developing their communication with their own spiritual teams. Now, back in, I would say for myself, like I said, I'm going to talk about myself. My spiritual path it's always been there. It's always been present. And I do recall, like, when I was 5 years old, one of the things that I had this sort of intuitive knowing about is that everything that I was being taught in the AME church that I was attending, that there felt like there was something missing, that there was more to what it was that I was supposed to be understanding. And not to put any dampeners on the people who raised me. They definitely are good people, but they weren't as spiritually developed as I may have been at that age. I would say that much of my spiritual path really got its start through my mother, who, for the most part, was a bit of a what I would call a quasi metaphysician, and she never really developed what I would say a spiritual practice where she was disciplined at it. However, her influence on me and the path that I've taken, it has been so profound. And it was just one of those things where she had books around by Larry Dossey who talks about spontaneous healings and things of that nature. Also Deepak Chopra, Wayne Dyer, Marianne Williamson. It's because of her that I got exposed to these particular spiritual teachers. Now, the thing is that none of the other people in my community were talking about these type of things, and especially not in the church. And one of the things that I had observed is that nobody's life was really improving. Everybody seemed to be caught up in a pattern in living a bit of what I would have considered a destructive life. So I had always had a bit of a questioning mind, and there was a part of me that always had this desire to know more. So let's just roll this, fast forward this experience from 5 up until I was about a teenager, and I developed what physically began to manifest in me is an illness called hyperthyroidism. Now, for those of you who don't know what that's about, that's where your thyroid begins to act in such a manner and starts producing this hormone that makes your body feel that it's like running a race 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it also controls your metabolism. And what was happening, or let's just put it this way, I would say you will often hear me say that illness is a manifestation of things that are not being expressed in your private life. And so one of the things that happened was that I was not into communicating. I wasn't into talking, and I used to take a lot of the, I guess you could say, I would be personally affronted by certain things, and instead of voicing or standing up for myself, you know, everything was kind of turned inward. So it manifested into my thyroid just going completely haywire. Well, there's some medicine that was used to actually reduce the levels of the hormones that were being produced, but there was always this concern about my liver, the levels of my liver of the medication. So there was constant testing, things of that nature. And finally, you know, I think my endocrinologist, now that's one of the doctors that helps people to take care of their endocrine system. What happened was, the doctor recommended that I go ahead and get the thyroid treated you know, by radioactive iodine. Now, one thing about allopathic medicine, they come up with a permanent solution for whatever the problems are for your body. It's not the most effective, in my way of thinking, way to promote healing. So that, after I took the radioactive iodine, that was the mid-treatment process to kill off the thyroid. I gained 20 pounds in like 2 weeks. Because the weight gain was so quick, I had developed this back pain and my mind was foggy. I had intolerance for heat, intolerance for cold. My skin was very dry, very dry. I was very lethargic. My mind was cloudy. I was in this place of just like really, really not caring for what it was that I was experiencing. And as a result of it, me having that experience, I began looking for other ways to treat myself. But today is going to be a short show. I am going to take a quick commercial break, and I will be right back.
Welcome to the Family Healing Circle, where we heal the mind, body, and soul.
Welcome to the Family Healing Circle, where we inspire awareness, manifesting, motivating, and educating every day. On Sundays, it's Make Me Feel It Radio with Stacey Ferguson. This show is starting a movement as it seeks to inspire people to grow and change the world through personal and financial development. On Mondays, it's Totally Whole with Pastor Cook and Dr. Maxine. This show addresses issues related to spirituality and mental health. On Tuesdays, it's Money Matters with Chastity A. Wells. This show will help you get your money right and your financial house in order. On Wednesdays, it's the RN Perspective with our own RN, Stacey Lamore. Change the way you think about health by understanding the connection you have with all things and how your habits affect your health. Learn to heal holistically. On Thursdays, it's 4 weeks, 4 different shows. 5 weeks, 5 different shows. The first Thursday of the month is Total Empowerment, where beauty and strength is enhanced inside and out with Angela Hardy. The second Thursday of the month is One Love, One Connection, One Us. Turn your relationship into a spiritual union with Reverend Arlene Kahet and Reverend Harvey L. Bailey. The third Thursday of the month is the Sacred Masculine Show with Reverend Jermel Gilliam, a show for spiritual brothers and the women who love them. The fourth Thursday of the month is the Inner Consciousness with Reverend Harvey L. Bailey. This show explores the inner world of our mind and gives advice on spiritual growth and self-healing. The fifth Thursday of the month is Healing Paradigms with Reverend Arlene Cahet, healing the mind, body, and spirit through changing viewpoints. On Fridays, it's Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. It's sexual health and fitness like you've never heard it before with Vondria Walters and Zakiya Lana, a family healing circle on Blog Talk Radio, 7 to 9 p.m. every day. And now, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel at Family Healing Circle Media. Family Healing Circle, healing the mind, body, and soul.
Yes, we're back. So, as I was saying, when I had that experience of having my body completely crash, it took me into a completely different direction with my health. My aim had been to get back to what I considered normal, which was no brain fog, the stabilization of the weight, and being able to deal with the heat and cold. Well, I will say that that journey was really rather interesting in the sense that the groups that I had come in contact with that had the same issue, most of them were really more than, to my way of thinking, interested in standing in their wounds, and that was not really where my mind was at. So I decided to go ahead and see if I could find a way. Well, one day that my mother, she asked me to take her to the Healing Touch Center, and after she took me to the Healing Touch Center, the experience that I had was that, like, immediately feeling better. Now, for those of you who don't know what healing touch is, it's where people, through your allowing, they move the energy system and bring alignment to your spiritual body, thereby bringing physical healing to the body and causing you to feel better. And what happened was I felt immediately better. And I was like, okay, but because I had been feeling really crummy by that time, and I was doing other things like yoga and things of that nature, but I hadn't really experienced any difference. But after doing that, I immediately felt better, and so I went back a second time. And the second time I went, I was seen by a person by the name of Kim Sear, who is also a medical intuitive. And what she explained to me was that, your thyroid is still functioning, but, the rest of your body doesn't know that your thyroid is the boss. So she recommended that I come back in. And as a result of that, the weight stabilized. The experiences that I had with the heat and the cold and all of that went away. And for a time there, I did not have to really take the medication, and things really seemed to have stabilized and gotten better. And then I got married and I had my first son. And I started going, it was when I found out, it was during a time, like during September 11th and around that time, and everything had just, I wanted to be mentally and spiritually prepared for my child, coming into the world. It was a very stressful time at that time, but I wanted to be mentally and spiritually prepared. And so for a period of 9 months, almost twice a week, I would have a healing touch session. And through those 9 months, After that experience, I went ahead and decided that I wanted to do healing myself because I knew the value of it. Now, one of the things that happened was that because of that path of becoming the healer, or doing the healing path, I began to be able to have this sort of intuitive knowing of where it was that I was supposed to be going and what I was supposed to be doing. And then when I got to level 3 of healing touch, the communication between me and my spiritual team developed even more. Let's fast forward the story to when I moved to Arizona, and I had gone through, I was getting a divorce, and everything that when you go through a spiritual change, everything around you changes. You're no longer, you know, things that unreal that are not for your greater good are falling away from you. There was bankruptcy, a divorce, the death of my mother. There were, you know, things it felt like there was a stripping away in order for me to do my growth. And so when I hit what I would consider my proverbial rock bottom, you know, I had moved into a one bedroom space that was in the back of a house, and I heard someone say, now that you've hit the rock bottom, this is what you need in order to get yourself back up. And as a result of it, I went ahead and made those, did whatever the voice was telling me to do. Well, what began to happen after that was that I was doing this very deep meditation. It was almost like every moment that I had, I would go deeper and deeper and deeper. And all of a sudden I began to have this experience of like this a being of light coming to me. And the thing that was really interesting about it was that I actually recognized the being of light. Now, when she introduced herself, she said that her name was Offset. And, you know, all I was thinking about, I recall just like Offset, you know, just trying to grasp the name. And I was like, you know, I remember thinking to myself, is this ISIS? And she says, you know, you've been doing this human thing for a long time now. And every time you come here, you've always been excited to be here. Oh, wow. And then she says to me, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you back to your original healing teacher. And, you know, and let me just take a quick commercial break and I'll get back to you because we've got to pay the bill.
Break the cycle of mediocrity. Did you know that most people don't like waking up to an alarm clock every morning? How would you like to make a full-time income working part-time from home? The largest percent of people who make six-figure or more do it from a home-based business. You can design your own future with a company that is fun, fast, friendly, and rewarding. The Limu Company is new to the Baltimore area, looking for a few good men and women. If you are a leader and you're sick and tired of the Monday to Friday 9-to-5 grind, if you want to set your own schedule and pay, contact Gloria at 443-326-1943. That's 443-326-1943 or email gleach7@verizon.net. That's gleach7@verizon.net. I'll see you at the top.
Okay, I'm with that. So, our set, the way that I remember her, like I said, she was a being of light, and for the most part, you know, I remember what her legs looked like, and when I would look up to look at her, I wasn't really able to make out her features. However, her energy and her presence were very, very pronounced, very, very familiar to me. And so she took me back to what she said was Sirius B, and she introduced me to my first healing instructor, who gave me a bit of a panoramic view of who I was and who I was in relation to that the Sirius B and what I had been doing. And I had also met some of my other, or I recall just having the experience of being around my other classmates and just being excited to be here on this earth plane. So, you know, and now let me just put it to you like this. When I had this experience, all I was really thinking to myself was like, you know, who am I going to be able to talk to about this, essentially what I was experiencing or being shown was that, that I wasn't here, you know, that I wasn't from here, that I am another being other than what it was that, you know, my physical manifestation was showing me, that I am more. And I was also, you know, told that I was the emissary for the Council of 12. And emissary, for those of you who don't know, the definition for emissary is representative. So I was the representative for the Council of 12, and I was brought here, or I've come here to make some substantial changes here in helping humanity just heal their vibration and set them more on a course that's more in alignment with who they truly are. I help to reveal themselves, you know, along with guiding them, but you know, allowing them to know themselves a little bit better, and to be okay with that. There's a lot of judgment that goes on in this world, and apparently that I was a part of that course correction. And I am to step into a greater role of doing that. And, you know, I guess one of the things that I recall feeling, and sometimes I do feel this way now, is like, okay, I'm not quite sure of how to make that manifest, but I am trusting that the source of creation is guiding me every step of the way as I do this. So afterwards, she brings me back after I had some experiences where things were being revealed to me about my role in history, and about who I've been in my previous incarnation, and why it is that I have the certain type of reactions that I've had, and how why it was that I used to feel very alien. So the fact that I had this experience, it wasn't really, it was like, it is almost like having a confirmation of what you had. So when I came back out of this deep meditation, it just, you know, and mind you, it's a very real experience, in Technicolor, more real than anything that I believe that I've ever experienced before, I began doing some research, you know, because I suppose the thinking that I was having was, well, shoot, let me see if there's anything on this.
So I did some research, and I found out that Offset is truly, Offset is, is ISIS. ISIS is just the Greek name for her. And also that she is considered to be the queen of Sirius B. And this provided, it was almost as if it provided me with more confirmation. And in the meantime, while this was all going on, I was having several different experiences with shamanic journeys. And I do recall at one point, and this is before my experience about that, was that during one of the shamanic journeys, the person who was leading the journey, he was having us take a look at ourselves when we were babies. And when he had us look in the bassinet, the bassinet or the crib or whatever ourselves as babies were supposed to be in, I look at myself and I'm blue. I'm blue and I don't look human. And I did not share this with the group on the phone because nobody else was, mentioning that they looked some other color other than, the skin color that they were born with. There was nobody that I could share that information with. But again, a lot of times what was happening is when my spiritual team would tell me to do something or they wanted me to do something, they were having me build an altar, and they had me do quite a bit of candle magic in order to build up my energy and to bring me up from the vibration and level that I had gotten to, because the death of my mother and the divorce, which I don't recommend anybody do at the same time, but they had brought my energy level down to such a level that I needed help being propped up and being pushed up. So I had built this altar. I had gotten into candle magic. I had gotten into spells and doing spells for myself and doing spells for my family members and things of that nature. And it was a great opening for me. And there would be times when they would ask me for something, say for instance, they would tell me, oh, you need some rainwater with this. And I'm like, well, that I would say to them. And again, mind you, when I would say these things to them, I'm wanting validation. I'm wanting them to prove to me that this is for real. I'm not going out to buy some rainwater, so you guys better make it rain if you really want me to do this spell. Now, mind you, I was living out in the desert in Phoenix, Arizona. And so what would happen is that, within 24 hours of me actually saying that, it would rain. There was a lot of spiritual activity that was taking place around where I was living as well, and I began to, and there was also the opportunity to learn about poverty consciousness and things of that nature, and how that had its effect on me and things of that nature. It was a really, really stressful time, but it also helped reveal me to me, allowed me to become stronger. So through that time, I was continuing to do magic, and during that time, I transferred, after living there for a few months, living in living in that one bedroom studio behind the house, I moved to I got accepted into Arizona State University, and I moved to ASU, and I continued to do magic there, and I continued to do shamanism, and I began to develop a relationship with my subconscious mind where I began to understand the language in which my spiritual team would speak to me. And so in addition to speaking to me auditorically, so through my hearing, because sometimes I hear, sometimes I have feelings and sensations, they would speak to me in symbols. So much of the shamanic work was helping me to develop that communication with that spiritual aspect of myself. I woke up one day, and I had not done so great in school, but I woke up one day, and I was, praying on what my next move was going to be. Some things had not quite panned out the way I had expected them to, and I woke up, and I heard, you need to call your cousin up, and you need to tell him that you're moving to Baltimore. So I did that, not really having any idea of how I was going to make that happen. Well, the money did show up. And I stayed in Arizona for a few months, and then I made my transition into Baltimore. Since then, I had had a number of experiences where I had found myself, in a fearful state, and learning to also live within what I call a spiritual flow, because even when you're operating at a low vibration, a lot of times at that low vibration, if you are a person who is a light worker, you're going to be set to work. You're going to be set to work. And that was essentially what had happened to me. I had gotten put to work by my spiritual team to assist some people to further themselves on their spiritual journey. And as a result of it, there was a lot of, I had met a lot of people. I had been relying on my intuitive senses a great deal, realizing that the old paradigm in which I had been operating out of when I was growing up and through much of my 20s, they weren't going to be working for me anymore. I had been experiencing a great deal of difficulty actually finding employment, and apparently that this seems to be a thing with light workers, that there is a part of them that is searching and walking towards being a service to mankind, and looking for that balance between being able to take care of their families and take care of their obligations and being of service. And it is something that still to this day that I'm working on. Anyway, I had developed some spiritual relationships, being both and what happened with spirit oftentimes would tell me, okay, you need to do X, Y, Z, and call this person up and tell them that, that about your business idea. And a lot of what was taking place was being in that place of being in the meantime while I was continuing to pray for answers and praying for the right direction and praying for just being more authentically me and being able to be comfortable with that. And as a result, there had been a number of things that I had been exposed to, like chanting, to help break me out of the rhythm that I had been in for so long, and it had become such a chronic thing that it had become my normal. And through chanting, I realized that that I had in fact been depressed, and I had to break out of that. And let's fast forward to last year. I was getting to the tail end of being with a family that I had been staying with for up to 3 years, and it was, you know, the request was made of me to leave, and I went ahead and honored that request, mainly because they didn't, it was fun, and also I could not be authentically myself. I could not, you know, I had used magic to help accelerate the process of leaving and being able to reconnect with family members and, you know, continue to journey. And as a result of all of the hard work, I met my husband, who is my soulmate, and much of the goals, many of the goals that I had during that time, had made themselves manifest. And it's almost as if there was a need for the breakthrough, for that going through that dark period. And apparently this is something that is pretty consistent throughout the spiritual journey of many spiritual people. Many of them, if you talk to them and you get the opportunity to hear their stories, they've always gone through a dark period. And my dark period really was, you know, when all of this became revealed. When I developed the communication with my spiritual team. So, and it is still something, the relationship that I have with my spiritual team is still developing. It's still growing. It's still manifesting and yielding into something even greater than what I had or that I had experienced. And I think that when you start walking a path and living a more authentic life, that it gives it the opportunity to make it more manifest in your life. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick music break, and we'll be right back. And I think that what I will play is Estelle's Conqueror.
Life is like a big merry-go-round. You're up and down. Just face it in the ground.
Okay, we're back. So, right now, there's no one in the studio other than myself. But it's all right. I have actually enjoyed talking about this. Now, just so you all know, the story that I've talked about tonight is really the abridged version of the things that I've experienced. I did not want to really inundate people with the absolute details of everything that went on during this time. And let's just say that I want people to really kind of walk away with the possibility that the reality that we have been experiencing in terms of the physical laws and things of that nature, that it needs to come into question. That we are, in fact, more than it is that we appear to be. That there is a larger intelligence out there that loves us and that guides us and that is looking for the best of us. And that there are, that what we're experiencing may not be the totality of the truth. It's just a very, very convincing experience that we're having. When my mother had passed, there was a gentleman that I had worked with, and he said, everything in this physical experience dies. So, if everything dies, if everything transitions, then death can't be all that bad. Now, I want to bring this up because what is it, that we are, this experience that we're having, it's not the reality, it's not necessarily the truth, however, we are all in agreement about what it is that we're experiencing, but there is more to it. And that essentially that we all are, my experience, I am of this thought that all of us have our spiritual guides, our ascended masters, those beings that are looking out and watching out for us and that are guiding us. And that since we have this much backing, the spiritual backing, this unseen world, that there is more than this physical place. And that at some point that we transition out of this. That essentially the truth of the matter is that we are magic. We are made of that. We are made of infinite intelligence. And always just be mindful of that you are more. So, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and sign off, because this is going to be a very short show. But, blessings to you, everyone. And I will see you on the Thursday in a couple of weeks. And I think that Reverend Harvey and I will be talking about some relationship talk, specifically about when, a relationship is needing to transition to in order to bring in something new. All right. Love, peace, and blessings, everyone. You all have a great night.
touch of